You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he raised the brutal murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi during his meeting on Friday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials say ordered his killing. The Washington Post columnist was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018, and U.S. intelligence agencies have said they believe his murder came on orders directly from the Crown Prince himself. Mr. Biden says that during their discussions, the de facto leader of the kingdom denied the accusation.
He basically said that he was not personally responsible for it. I indicated I thought he was. He said he was not personally responsible for it, and he took action against those who were responsible. And then I went on to talk more about how that dealing with any opposition to the or criticism of the Saudi administration in other countries was viewed as, to me, a violation of human rights.
A member of the White House press pool asked Mr. Biden about comments made by Mr. Khashoggi's Egyptian wife, Hanan Etr, stating the blood of the next victim of the Saudi regime will be on his hands. Mr. Biden rejected that assertion.
I'm sorry she feels that way. I was straightforward back then. I was straightforward today. This is a meeting, not, I didn't come here to meet with the Crown Prince. I came here to meet with the GCC and nine nations to deal with the security and the needs of the free world, and particularly the United States, and not leave a vacuum here, which was happening as it has in other parts of the world.
The U.S. leader says he was straightforward and direct with Mohammed bin Salman on the matter of human rights, stating that for an American president to be silent on the issue would be inconsistent with who he is. Mr. Biden says he does not regret comments he made as a presidential candidate when he pledged to make Saudi Arabia a pariah in response to Mr. Khashoggi's killing. He added that he could not guarantee that the Crown Prince or other elements of the Saudi state wouldn't murder dissidents again, but pledged a strong response. President Biden also faced questions about his fist bump and greeting with the Crown Prince, which drew criticism from several quarters in the United States.
Mr. President?
Yes.
You're coming under a lot of fire for your fist bump with the Crown Prince. Why? I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to that. But also, how can you be sure that another incident, another murder like Jamal Khashoggi's won't happen again?
God love you. What a silly question. How could I possibly be sure of any of that? I just made it clear, if anything occurs like that again, they'll get that response and much more. For the United States president to remain silent on a clear violation of human rights is totally inconsistent with who we are, what we are, and what we would do, what we believe. And so I'm not going to remain silent. Can I predict anything's going to happen, let alone here, let alone any other part of the world? No. But I don't know why you're all so surprised the way I react. No one's ever wondered what I mean what I say. The question is, I sometimes say all that I mean.
Mr. Biden underwent the trip to Saudi Arabia in an effort to rebuild ties as global energy prices have soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Biden's 3 hours at the Royal Palace in Jeddah was seen as a diplomatic win for the Crown Prince, who has tried to rehabilitate his image and draw investments to the kingdom for his reform plans and bolster the kingdom's security relationship with the U.S. Mr. Biden seemed to approach it as a necessary, if somewhat distasteful, step to improve relations with the world's top oil exporter at a time of rising gas prices and concern about Iran's nuclear ambitions. The United States played down expectations for any immediate increases in Saudi oil production, which could help alleviate high gas prices that are politically damaging to Mr. Biden back home. White House officials had worked hard on the optics of the meeting between Mr. Biden and Mohammed bin Salman. Where the Crown Prince received a fist bump, King Salman received a handshake. The U.S. president says he has achieved some gains with the Saudi leadership.
As you saw this morning, the Saudis will open their airspace to all civilian carriers. That is a big deal. A big deal. Not only symbolically, but substantively, it's a big deal. It means Saudi airspace is now open to flights to and from Israel. We agreed to work together to deepen and extend the Yemen ceasefire. Saudi leadership also committed to continue to facilitate the delivery of food and humanitarian goods to civilians. In this context, we discussed Saudi Arabia's security needs to defend the kingdom, given very real threats
from Iran and Iran's proxies.
On his way to Saudi Arabia, Mr. Biden visited Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he restated his continued support for two states for two peoples, but acknowledged that the ground is not ripe for reviving stalled talks aimed at achieving an elusive peace between Israelis and Palestinians. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.